Alderman, please be seated. Thank you, Alderman Rosado. Thank you, Alderman Sanders. I hereby call to order the special meeting of the Common Council HUD Grants Committee at 7:05 p.m. This is May 4th, 2016. Mr. Clerk, will you please read the roll?
Alderman Salerno?
Here.
Alderman Sanders?
Here.
Alderwoman Black?
Present.
Alderman Carlozzi?
Here.
Alderman Collins? Alderman Davis?
Here.
Alderman Giantonio?
Here.
Alderman Hargraves? Alderman Naples?
Here.
Alderman Pabone?
Here.
Alderman Rosado?
Here.
Alderman Salvio?
Here.
Alderman Sanchez? Alderman Smedley? We have 11 here. We have a quorum.
Your Honor?
Yes.
For the record, I'd just like to note that Alderman Hargraves and Alderman Polkowski have recused themselves and will not be here this evening.
Right. Duly noted. I'd like to recognize a member from the council and entertain a motion on the first item. That first item is on the agenda.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to note that Alderman Sanchez just joined us. Oh.
Thank you, Alderman Sanchez. Duly recognized. Welcome this evening, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Again, I recognize any member. Entertain a motion. First item on the agenda is item 33446 of the 2016 Annual Consolidated Plan for HUD Programs.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to refer back to the council with a favorable recommendation. The resolution that you just said, that number I can't remember.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
33446. Or second by Mr. Carlozzi.
Thank you, Your Honor. So I think what everyone has in front of them right now, and I'll make an official amendment in a few minutes, is what we put together after several hours of discussion, both in one caucus and also across the caucuses, and I thank you, everyone, for those discussions. One thing I want to kind of call out is you'll notice that the CCND award was $221,000. We have upped that to $255,000, and we did that for a couple reasons. Number one, HUD has been telling us for years to get our public services allocations down to 15%. 3 years ago, we were 30%. We went down to 21%. We kind of, as a leadership, felt that a jump from 21 to 15% might be a little might be bad for the community. So what we're proposing this year is to go from the 21% last year to the 18% this year, with the full plan to try and abide by that 15% next year. So making incremental progress, showing good faith, doing all the things that we need to do as a city. There are two changes that I'd like to make before we make an official amendment. We'll notice there was $5,000 allocated for PS24. I'd like to propose, and again, I'll do it in a full amendment after, reducing that to zero and changing PS14, which is Warm the Children, from $12,000 to $14,000, and then changing PS15, which is New Britain Youth Football and Cheer, from $10,000 to $13,000. I don't know if there's other discussion around any other changes, but those are the ones that I know of right now, and we can certainly, you know, we'll have some discussion before we make an official amendment, so we only have to amend this once and not 47 times.
Can you repeat it just one more time?
Yes. Numbers, so PS24 Literacy Volunteers changed from $5,000 for Council Award to zero, and then change PS14 Warm the Children from Council Award $12,000 to Council Award $14,000, and then PS15 New Britain Youth Football and Cheer from Council Award $10,000 to Council Award $13,000. Those changes do still add up to the $255,500 number that we're trying to stay at.
And I think it is appropriate we can have a discussion prior to actually coming with a full amendment. Any members of the
question?
Alderman Salvio.
Looking at PS24,
Where does it say, maybe I'm looking at the wrong sheet, where does it say that they were awarded $5,000?
Alderman, you had a new copy of the proposal on your desk when you walked into council. I think it's right to your right, right there. That is the updated copy.
And who did that?
That was I prepared that and gave it to Ms. Giratana to print for everyone based on discussions that we had in caucus and also myself and Alderman Carlozzi.
Okay. Well, then I already there are things that I wanted to see done that I don't see here and that bothers me.
Again, Alderman Salvia, you're not looking at the public services page?
Yes, the second.
So that is the second page.
Well, I just took this out, but go ahead.
Go ahead. What, if you want to explain, Alderman Giantoni.
What did you want done that's not done?
Okay. Where is it? What did you say again? For did you say anything about? Where is it? What number is Warm the Children?
PS 14, which is changing from a council award $12,000 to a council award $14,000.
Okay, that's fine. And what do we have for safe deposit box?
As of right now, it is still $5,000.
Okay. I'm satisfied with that. Those are the two changes I was interested in.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Salvio. Alderman Salvio, any other comments from other members of the council?
There will be some.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I just have a brief 5 minutes.
We can just call it recess or not. We do need. Well, we can give you a few moments.
Alderman Sanchez,
we can be informal about that.
Explain some things, if I may.
Go right ahead.
Okay, thank you.
I'll be timing you.
So, yeah, we have to make it to recess.
Recess.
Okay, I have to have motion to recess.
Second.
All right, we'll recess for about 5 minutes maximum.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Motion to resume normal business.
Okay, motion is there. Can I have a second? Second by Alderman Rosato, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So moved. We are back in session.
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do we currently have an amendment on the floor?
No, we do not have an amendment on the floor.
I thought there was an amendment being made in the process of it, and I asked for...
At the chair's discretion, we have some discussion prior to so that
so
we can
get a
form... So
there is no amendment currently.
So we can have an agreement on the amendment rather than have any problems with the
Thank
amendment.
You.
Something
okay.
I would forego Jamie, having other issues. So I think we can dispel with that until we're ready and everybody's comfortable. Makes it easier. We're all working together here.
So we're working on a potential amendment.
Alderman Giantonio has presented several options that for discussion, we certainly allow other discussion. And if there is none, we can move to getting a formal amendment. If there is other discussion, we'll have that discussion. So we can finalize a single amendment for any changes within that I think that would be appropriate. I don't think there's a problem with that procedurally. Alderman Naples.
Mr. Chair, I accept all the ones that Alderman Giantonio proposed. What I would like to do is a further change, which adds $3,000 to PS 16 safe deposit box, making it $8,000, and taking that $3,000 from PS 7 Boys and Girls Club Educational Cultural Enhancement, which means PS 7 will have $15,000 and PS 16 will have $8,000. The logic for that is the $8,000, because their budget is so small, will make a much bigger difference to them than losing $3,000 from the Boys and Girls Club.
We could have some discussion on that proposal.
Say you support it. I'm in support of that.
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Carlozzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Malinowski. Mr. Chairman, through you to Mr. Malinowski. On
yes.
The PS 16, the request was for $22,125. Can you educate us all on what their total budget is? And if I understand Alderman Naples' motion of changing this from $5,000 to $8,000, how much more is still needed? Where else are they getting funds from? And what do you think, you know? I think you know where I'm going, I hope.
Yes.
I'm a little, okay.
The budget is presented by the applicant. Calls for HUD funds requested of $22,125. It says that it will have other sources of $15,465 for a total budget of $37,590. We also ask for a disclosure of other sources of funding. On the disclosure page, we have New Britain Municipal Employees Community Service Association for $3,000. We have fundraisers of $3,000. We have site rental from quote unquote East Hartford. Oh, I'm sorry, bracket, close bracket. Program fees, after school partnerships of $1,000. Donations from employers of volunteers, Aetna and Pratt and Whitney, $650. And board of director contributions of $3,815. So in the commission review of this, the other sources, most of which seem still to be in question or have not been raised. And that's a $15,000 amount. So if you were to give them eight minus the from the 22, so that leaves them with my math is a little
14 and change.
14 and change that they still would have to raise, plus their 15, so they're raising nearly $29,000 after the eight.
And how much do you think the 8 would accomplish for them, or even the 5 for that matter?
Well, the 5 or the 8, then what happens when you award in this fashion, we look at their budget and try to determine what we can fund out of their budget. What would be an appropriate cost, and how would we fund it? We would most likely, in terms of this budget, be looking at YMCA memberships of $2,520, T-shirts of $600, possibly helping them with some printing, and maybe some equipment if you go to the 8.
Okay.
Because those would be easy items for us to pay for and manage.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Alderman Carlos. Through you again to Mr. Malinowski. So when you get a budget that's asking, when you get a funding request that's asking for $25,000 or $30,000, has it been your experience, or I see Miss Anne Marie in the back over there, and the council awards them 25% of what they actually requested. Have there been times when that simply just was not enough and the program just didn't work, or have they always managed to somehow squeeze out money from other sources to make things work? Have you had any experiences in the past?
Well, I think it comes down to sometimes the magic works and sometimes there's no magic. It's extremely difficult to do exactly what you just described. You apply for 20. We give them 5. They're $15,000 short, and we're asking them to put on a 12-month program. And we're asking them then how many beneficiaries they're going to have, and how are they going to qualify the funds that we are absolutely giving them.
Well, come on.
It becomes a very, very difficult exercise.
Okay.
No, excuse me.
Mr. Chairman?
Alderman Carlos still has the floor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll get back to you.
We're
accustomed to that. But I would also like to put in the record, just as a comment to keep a little levity here, is that Alderman Carlosi only utilized 4 minutes and 35 seconds
of the break
for the 5-minute break.
And put that out as a record, please. Thank you, Mr. Malinowski. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think what I wanted to, because I've struggled for the last 6 years or whatever, the whole issue of CDBG funding, I've struggled with looking at requests, looking at what they got in prior years, looking at what they're asking for, looking at the awards. And I know Mr. Malinowski and I have had some interesting words in the past over some of this stuff. But the good thing is that we never stopped being friends, even when we had good disagreements over this particular issue. So I just wanted some other people, in case, just for educational background, to sort of understand the gymnastics of what the methodology is that they go through, and then from an administrative side, what Anne Marie is going through to audit and do what she needs to do to make sure that these monies are being used. And of course, at the end of the day, if money is awarded and it's not dispensed because the program just didn't work, it really hurt other programs. So I just wanted to bring that into perspective as we're discussing other amendments or other possible changes.
Just to keep in mind for everyone on the council, we don't really have a motion. Yep. We're having a discussion because we're trying to be able to eke this all out prior to giving a single amendment at one time. I mean, I suppose you can go the other way, but it doesn't make sense if we can't have a good conversation about it, would be my contention. And we'll try to have that done. Alderman Salvio.
Okay. I don't see how this is a hell of a lot different than going to get a mortgage. You go to the bank, you want to buy a house. You tell the bank you need this much money. They ask you what you need it for and all that kind of stuff. So you tell them. Now it's up to you if the bank decides to give you a mortgage for a certain amount of money, to do what you have to do with the money you get. So this is no different. So kind of agree with something that Alderman Giantonio said under his breath a little while ago. And
Not the swears.
Well, that too.
Patience is a virtue. You can
keep the swears in there if you want. But the CCND already went through this. Now, we're here to make some minor changes. We're not here to change philosophy, because if you go back through the years, especially the ones that I've been here, to see what's gone on with this CDBG stuff and the money that they've given away for ridiculous things, you know, we're cleaning up the process little by little. I'm in favor, when we get to somebody making a motion, I'm in favor of the changes that Alderman Gianfrido put forth.
Gianfrido.
Oh, what the hell's his name? Giantonio.
That's going back.
Okay. It's an honor to be called Mr. Gianfrido, by the way, Alderman Giantonio, just to let you know.
Before my time.
All right, he called me Pabone, so what the hell's the difference?
Can we back in order, please? Go ahead, okay. Mr. Salvo, you still have the floor.
I'm all finished. I think this is ridiculous.
Alderman Sanders.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just kind of echo Mr. Alderman Salvio. I think we've all been aware of this process. I know I'm new, but it was explained to me. I understand it. We've all had our time to go through the books to review the individual applicants. Our commission has done their due diligence in presenting this to us. I know there's some minor changes. I know that we reached across party lines, and we had some discussion with both sides so that we could make this process move forward quickly and fairly to everyone. So I would like to hopefully just kind of get back on track before we nitpick $1,000 here and $1,000 there, that we just kind of basically stick with our commission's recommendations with the minor changes. You know, just remind everyone that we've had plenty of time to look into this and to be directing questions at this point through our Mr. Malinowski, I think, is a waste of our time. And I think we need to just focus on what's in front of us with some minor changes and hopefully just move this forward with as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Sanders. Alderman Giantonio.
So it seems to me like there's going to be more than what I hoped was one amendment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make my first amendment. Okay. And then we can vote on that. And then if people want to try to put forward other amendments, we can vote on those, and we could stay here all night. So I am going to make an amendment to the motion on the table with the following changes. On page 2 of Public Services, we are going to change line PS14 from 10,000 to 14,000.
Hold on.
PS14, 10,000 to 14,000. PS15 from, I think, was 10,000 to 13,000. Mm-hmm. We are changing PS16. And again, I'm going from CCND award column to council column. We are changing PS16 from 0 to 5,000. We are changing PS19 from 0 to 8,500. Changing PS22 from 0 to 9,000. Changing what on the copy you have on your desk, PS24 will stay 0, CCND award and council award. PS29 will go from CCND award of 0 to council award of 5,000. And then subsequently on page 1, the public facilities and housing, line 21, New Britain DMD, will change from a CCND award of 175,552 to 141,052.
I'll second that.
That is my amendment. Thank you, Alderman Carlos.
Amendment's been made and second is had. We can take a, I guess we can take a voice vote at this point. Any discussion on all of this, on this particular amendment? Clerk, you've been able to take most of that down? Okay, we can go back just to make sure. If we have to refer to it, I want to make sure it's there.
I can read through it once more. Okay. So I'm just going to read council award column. The only change is PS14 is now 14,000. PS15 is now 13,000. PS16 is now 5,000. PS19 is now 8,500. PS22 is now 9,000. And PS29 is 5,000. And then on page 1, number 21, New Britain DMD business assistance goes from 175,552 to 141,052. And that will put us at 17.98% on the public services side.
Did you mention something about PS24?
Yes, that is zero.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Carlozzi.
The council award of 255.5 is not changing because that 5,000 from line 24, which there was a thought about that, yes, that money moved around to line items 14 and 15. Is that correct, Alderman Gentonio?
That is correct, Alderman.
Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Carlozzi again.
I don't want to belabor the point, but you know, this is very difficult. I remember there was a time when I got on the council when people said, "Oh, CDBG night is probably the happiest night of the council year because you get to assist people in need, and it's a wonderful opportunity because you have funds from the federal government to be able to do those things." And we know that New Britain serves a lot of different needs, and it seems like the needs are great and the resources are few. And over the years, we've seen this total award this year of $1,420,690 dwindling from what it used to be. And I've seen the letters, I think we've all seen the letters from HUD, of where our PS numbers were, percentage was way, way over the top. And I don't want to get into that whole discussion about that, but we definitely know that we need to get closer and closer and closer to that 15% for PS funding. You know, there are some very, very, very worthy program. I think, you know, if I may repeat something that Mr. Malinowski said, all of these programs that we see on here are all very worthy programs. I don't believe I'm misquoting Mr. Malinowski. He just shook his head that I'm not misquoting him. That these are all very, very worthy and all great programs, and they all deserve some funding. But we just don't have the money. And I would love to fund a couple of other programs as well. But then that percentage just starts climbing and we're going in reverse. Folks, next year is going to be even worse. I mean, we're going to get less money. You know, right now we have $1.4 million. That number is going to shrink. And we're going to need to trim back even some more. So this is painful. I've lost some sleep over some of these programs. I would love to take care of, I know some aldermen have some other things that they are, you know, very, very near and dear to their heart. But I think it comes, you have to sort of figure out if I have limited resources, where I'm going to put it. And I think with Mr. Malinowski talking about their request, when you look at what they're requesting and what you want or are able to afford to give them, are they going to be able to operate the program if you just give them like 25% of their requested funds? And probability is no. So, I think this is an improvement over where we were a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I think CCND does a great job in reviewing the programs. I like the fact that we were able to get some additional funding in there this year. It doesn't do everything, but it's I'm satisfied with what we have, and I think it's a good step. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Alderman Rosato? Okay. No, I can. That's fine. I defer.
No, we're voting on this.
We're going to vote on this. I'm going to explain that. It's a privilege of the chair just to say I think I commend all members of the council at this stage who have taken a look at what we're trying to do with the 17.9% to get within the HUD requirements. And I think that's a very painful thing, but we've all been able to do that. So I just commend all members of the council here for that. We have an amendment that has been, hopefully people have taken notes on. If you need any clarification on it one more time, and the amendment is to make those particular changes identified by Alderman Gintoni. There has been a second on it. There has been discussion. Is there any further discussion? All right. We're going to take a voice vote at this point. I don't think we have to do a roll call vote. Corporation Council, we don't need a roll call vote on this, do we? We don't need a roll call vote on this. No. Okay, fine. So all in favor of accepting the amendment will be yes, I will call for it, and if no, against the amendment. So all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Against?
Yes.
So that amendment passes. We've made those particular changes. Alderman Naples.
Given all those changes, I have a much simpler Second Amendment. I claim my Second Amendment rights. What I propose is to reduce PS 15 by 3,000 to the CCND award level of 10,000 and add 3,000 to PS 16 safe deposit box.
Wait, which one? Where are you taking
I
it
took
from?
It off. Took it off PS 15, which we just added it. It's much simpler than trying to take it away from something new. And add it to safe deposit box. I think that the reason I'm doing that is because I, having read that proposal for safe deposit box, I know if Alderman Collins was here, he'd support it too, but. I'm trying to make it easier for them to raise the additional money by giving them another $3,000. They have to raise money. And Mr. Malinowski already said how they would spend the $5,000 if they had it, and now they're going to get maybe allowed to buy some equipment. In my mind, it'll be easier for them to raise the additional donations that they seek, which is why I'm proposing that amendment. I'm not taking it from the Boys and Girls Club or anything. It's what CCN, taken from Alderman Salvi, is what CCND, okay, after that, much discussion, came up with 10,000. I'm sticking with it.
Can you do this so everyone understands? Just make the amendment with only the specifics without necessarily that. We'll get it. If we get in a second, then we can have any further discussion. If you'd like to reiterate, it's fine.
Amend PS 15 from 13,000 to 10,000, and amend PS 16 from 5,000 to 8,000.
As read, that's the amendment. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Rosado. Any further discussion on this amendment? Any further? We haven't had any yet, so if anybody like to have some discussion on that.
Yeah.
Alderman Rosado?
I can ask a question to Mr. Malinowski during discussion.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Mr. Malinowski, and I know I asked you this in caucus before, but just to clarify again, I know that in previous years, before I say that, safe deposit box, this is their first time applying for the funding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and I take it that in previous years, they have other, services, whatever, that have advocated for the first time for funding. What's on average are they able to receive? I'm sure they're not able to receive all that they're asking for, but on average, what are they able to receive from either from the suggestion from CCND or from the council?
On average, new programs?
Yes, correct.
It really depends on the program and it depends on their request. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there is per se an average, particularly for new programs. Mm-hmm. It has been the history that it is very, very difficult to break into the CDBG funding cycle, mm-hmm, as a new program. So if I had to come up with an average, or just to say, what I think the chances are of a new program getting funded, they're probably not good.
As far, and you mean like first time projects, the first time those that have been advocated or whatever fought for funding in the past, that when you have the track record of giving money to someone that, you know, has applied for the first time, it's not a good track record, is what you're saying?
For new programs, it's not a good track record. Mm. There have been established programs that have been within our pipeline for numbers of years. One good example that was not recommended this year, and council may remember as part of their testimony, was the Polish outreach worker who said that they were funded by CDBG for 24 years. That has not been an unusual case in the city of New Britain. There are a number of programs that have been funded for a number of years. So when you have your steady programs and your dollar amount is shrinking, it's always been the council's wishes to stay with the tried and true programs rather than to establish new.
So with that being said, I mean, in saying tried and true programs, then usually when someone, again, you said, asking for the funding for the first time, usually they don't whatever receive it. So on average, how long do they usually have to apply for it before they do? Is it a second year, third year in operation? Like when you see some consistency, I would say. I mean, how does that work?
Alderman, I don't have a good answer for that. Mm-hmm. I honestly do not. We have people. Coram Deo has. They've applied for a number of years. Mm-hmm. They are getting funding on the bricks and mortar side, and we have helped them with their buildings more so than we have helped them. I think they did have one small year of funding in public services. But for the most part, they do apply every year, and for the most part, they have not been getting a lot of funds. Mm-hmm. But I would also point out to you in the HUD letters that were given to you, one of the things that I think the council was missing in that, you know, it's not just reduced to 15%. They also said that, you know, by funding a lot of small programs, it also creates an extra administrative burden as the city continues to provide many small grants to social service agencies. Each of these must be monitored, managed, and reported on in the same manner as more substantial grants. This will prove a substantial burden as the city's administrative budget, capped at 20% of the grant, continues to shrink. Such small grants also bring into question, and this is the important part, whether New Britain is actually providing, as CDBG regulations require, a new service or a quantifiable increase in the level of an existing service with each sub-grant that is made. Mm. So, and again, it's when you throw $5,000 or $8,000 at a program that's asking for $20,000, is there going to be a quantifiable increase in services provided? And if you're setting up a public service that's destined to fail because you're not funding them at a level that would allow them to go forward, the answer to that question is no.
Last question from Mr. Malinowski. I think because of we're trying to bring the number down next year. I forgot what the number was. Probably about $40,000 less, if I'm not mistaken, or more, the following year. So as far as when this commission came together, was that one of their, as far as how, when they looked at who should get awarded money, that it would probably not be a smart idea to give a new program applying for the first time some money just because you know that the following year has to be decreased? Was that part of the decision process?
Actually, no.
No? Okay.
When they're when the commission was looking at it, they were looking to make it to the 15% number. They were looking at the programs in a number of ways. For instance, the Polish outreach worker that was not recommended for funding. They did look at the fact that they had been there for 24 years and felt that it was time to start looking at a different and new program. There was also some consideration as to which programs there were a duplication of service. And there's consideration for those programs that are actually serving a regional need, while New Britain is shouldering a very large portion of the funding for the region. And that was a major consideration in this year. Again, there's some programs here that are absolutely phenomenal, but they are on a regional basis. And when asked, what did the balance of the region contribute? The answer is zero. Now, there's nothing wrong with the program, but why is New Britain shouldering the entire burden for the region? And that was a major consideration at the commission level this year.
Thank you, Mr. Malinowski.
Are there any other comments or discussions with regards to this? Alderman Sanders.
Just kind of a quick question for Mr. Malinowski through you, Mr. Chair. These funds are designed for seed money for startup, correct?
Theoretically.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, so when you talk about somebody that's been on for 24 years, I mean, that's kind of what we want to steer away from, you know, so we can spur new things to come to fruition and try and maintain some other things as well. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that. Thank you.
There is a school of thought that says that it's seed money for new startups. That's not necessarily a regulation, but that's a school of thought.
Right. Thank you.
Alderman Gentonio.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to go back to something Alderman Salvio said a few minutes ago about how this is like applying for a mortgage. And when I think about a brand new program with very uncertain funding sources, that mortgage analogy rings very true. When you go for a mortgage, the mortgage company wants to know whether you have the money to pay it, whether you have the money to cover the down payment, whether you have the money to pay them every year. I think part of my concern with a first-year program that has a overall budget of close to $40,000 and only a tangible amount of probably $3,000 cash in hand, even if we give them $8,000, they now have $11,000 of $40,000. We don't know whether they're ever going to get that $29,000, and it goes back to what Director Malinowski said about if they can't get that money, how can they run a program? So I am all for first-year programs, but I think if we're going to give $8,000 to a program that needs $40,000 to run, I look further down the list and I see a program that needs a total of $17,000 to run that we can give $10,000 to. And when you weigh the pros and cons of who's going to be more successful in that, you have to side with the one where you're giving them 70% of the money they need versus the one that you're giving 10%. So with that, I'm done. I'm out.
Any other comments on this amendment? Alderman Naples?
Okay. I accept all the comments everybody's made. In fact, the part of the HUD things was, I think they said new projects, which is how we've gotten around the new startups. New startups is one part of it, but we've done a lot. We kind of feel like we should be biased toward new projects, even from people we've funded over the years. But this happens to be a new one. We've already voted to give them $5,000. I mean, you know, if you look at statistics of things, if we give them 60% more, it seems to me they'd have a much better chance of success than what we already voted to give them. I mean, why did we vote to give them $5,000, Alderman Giantonio, if it's going to fail? I don't think it should. I think it has much better chance of success if we got additional money, give it to them instead of the PS-15. That was all I was proposing.
Is that a comment or a question through the chair, no, that was, Alderman Giantonio?
No, it's a rhetorical comment.
Allowed? Permitted? Any other comments on this amendment? I'm going to at least make sure that everyone is clear on the amendment. If there's a clarification on that, it's basically moving monies, obviously, for the Warm the Children, again,
no.
Which is...
No.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, not Warm
it's
the
not
Children.
PS-15.
Simple You're change. Written,
that's right. And then moving the $3,000 to safety deposit box. Correct. Okay. Moments of the amendments on the floor. A yes vote will be for the amendment. A no vote will be against the amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Yes. Right. Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Nay.
Division. Roll call.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Three people.
Alderman Salerno.
I'm going to pass.
Alderman Sanders.
Yes.
Alderwoman Black.
No.
Alderman Carlozzi.
No.
Alderman Davis.
No.
Alderman Giantonio.
No.
Alderman Naples.
Yes.
Alderman Pabon.
No.
Alderman Rosato.
Yes.
Alderman Salvio.
Yes.
Alderman Sanchez.
No.
Alderman Salerno?
No.
Seven against it, 4-4. It
again, work. Please, that is what?
It's 7 against 4-4.
Seven offense. Good. The amendment does not pass.
Move to adjourn.
We need to vote on it as
an we haven't yes. voted on.
Right. We have to recognize, we have to have a motion to obviously accept and refer with the amendment. Alderman Sanchez?
Just point of clarification.
Sure.
Are we voting on this right now to send back to the council with a favorable recommendation?
We would, unless there's any other amendments.
There is one amendment that I am asking for. You know,
Alderman Sanchez.
Alderman Giantonio. Alluded to this earlier, but siding with programs that do work with the specs and the success are very important. And I have one specific program near and dear to my heart, and I know that they had requested 10,000, but can function at 50% of what they had requested. PS5. I'm asking for that $5,000. I know we were talking about several programs here. At lower, much lower amounts than what they can function. So I'm asking that we support amendment of $5,000 for that program for PS5.
Where would you get it?
Let's. If we want to ask that question, please ask to the chair so we can make sure it's clear. Is that the end of your amendment?
Correct.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Mr. Chair.
Second. We have an amendment on the floor, so we have to have. Go ahead. You have an amendment.
I
he's yielding the floor.
I yield the floor. To Alderman Giantonio. I'm sorry. I was making sure I could still do it.
Mr. Chair, through you to Alderman Sanchez. Alderman Sanchez, the 255-5 number at the bottom for council award is the number we have to stay within.
Okay.
So if your amendment is to move $5,000 to PS5, we have to find another spot on page 2 to take that $5,000 from. So
there are several programs that we gave, I would say, significant increases to. In terms of adjustments, if we're talking about nickel and diming and dealing with some of the issues that we're discussing here on the floor. So I have some programs that I think we can move funds from, but that isn't, I would assume, not in my discretion at this point.
No, you need
with
to.
With the exception of, if you would like me to,
no, you
I
need
could
to.
Certainly do it.
Yeah. Okay. Alderman Sanchez, just a clarification, and correct me if I'm wrong, what would have to happen would be we'd have to identify where you would take those monies from, apply
correct.
Them to them in the course you're developing
correct.
Your amendment.
Okay. Well, if that is the case, I would say, make sure I have my numbers correct. So I would move, of the amendments that we had requested, PS 19 to go down to 6.5 instead of the 8.5, which would open up and free up $2,000. I'd ask that, where's the other number? Pardon the wait, sir. PS 22. Let's make sure we have that here. Be reduced to 7,000, which would put us at a 4.
You need another 1,000.
And then I need another 1,000. Mm-hmm. I know. And then there was no original award in amount, and I'd ask the question, but with the safe deposit box being awarded $5,000, and was that initially done tonight, or was that an amendment that was offered this evening?
That was amended tonight.
Okay.
First amendment.
All right.
First amendment.
And at the operational cost that we were discussing, I see that won't necessarily, and this is just my opinion, significantly impact the program. So maybe $1,000 less there, or... And that would put us at a grand $5,000.
That concludes
state
your
the motion.
Yeah, would you state the motion again? It's piecemeal now, but as long as we get it in one fell swoop, everyone will get it.
So the motion is to award.
This is an amendment, just clarification. It's an amendment motion.
Right.
Okay.
So the motion that I am making is to award PS5 with $5,000, taking away, and I would assume taking away, $2,000. You have that there. Okay. So, the amendment would be to take away from PS19 in the amount of $8,500 to $6,500. PS22 from $9,000 to $7,000, and PS16 from $5,000 to $4,000 to give the $5,000 award to PS5.
We have an amendment. Do I have a second?
Second it.
Second it. Alderman Pabon is second in the amendment of Mr. Sanchez.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Alderman Salvia.
Question. We haven't voted finally yet.
That's correct.
To change PS16 to $8,000.
Yes, we did.
That's part of the amendment.
Amendment number two that was voted down.
No, but I mean the final thing of this whole program.
No, because we're still amending.
Clarification. Let me clarify it if I am proper on this. We've made the amendment with Alderman Giantonio to make the changes that included the amount listed for the safe deposit box, for example. That was in that amendment. If we had no other amendment, we would go with a general approval, a recommendation,
okay,
a referral.
Okay.
Now we have a second amendment. Actually, this is our third amendment, one that failed, and then one that is going to be on the floor for discussion. So this is another separate amendment with the provisions that Alderman Sanchez has presented to us. The amendment can't be taken away.
I'll withdraw my question.
Okay. Duly noted.
But I will
still
take
the floor.
The same. I would ask you to
consider
to use the same arguments you used to give them the $8,000. Now, not to take it away.
We didn't give them.
Amended.
All right, Mr. Chairman, through you, just to speak
Alderman
to
Sanchez.
Just to speak to. Alderman Salvio's concern. Their request of $10,000 was matched with nothing at the time. this would be 50% of their operational cost that they had originally suggested.
No, they requested 22,125.
I'm speaking to PS5. If we were discussing the nature of what you were alluding
point,
to.
Point of information, gentlemen, you're responding to two separate items.
Yeah.
Correct.
Alderman Naples.
So where's the last 1,000 coming from?
I just.
PS.
You got 2,000 from.
PS 16.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Antonio.
The amendment, Alderman Naples, is to increase funding for PS5 from 0 to 5,000.
I got that.
And to accomplish that, we are taking 2,000 from PS19, 2,000 from PS22, and 1,000 from PS16 to make a grand total of the $5,000 to move to PS5.
I thought the 3,000 was coming
Alderman
from
Naples.
So we're further... We're further punishing safe deposit box. I vehemently oppose that. If you want to take $500 from each of those two extra, I would support that. 500 more from the ones that you guys added in caucus. I don't understand why this is happening.
I would allude to the fact that the same thing could be argued on the opposite side as well, sir. Clearly.
Are you willing to do it?
Is that a question through the chair to Alderman Sanchez?
I could modify his amendment that way so that it didn't further punish safe deposit box.
Am I going to take five? So the question on the floor is to modify my original amendment to amend by taking $500 or so dollars from each program?
No, each of the two that you took 2,000, take another 500 from them.
From
PS19. That adds up to 5,000. You get 2,000 from each from PS19 and 2,000 from PS22, both of which were added at the request of your caucus.
You can vote no on the amendment, sir.
No, are you willing to change it? That's all I'm asking.
I see the value.
I would vote yes on it.
I also see the value of what I'm requesting as well, sir.
To each other, please. One at a time. The amendment still stands as is at the present.
Correct.
Alderman Rosado.
I know, just briefly, I know that there was, I think one of the HRAs had, who had not been suggested by CCND to be awarded, and I know that I guess the caucus got together and wanted whatever we're, I guess, giving into them having, 9,000. So what was, I should say, through you to maybe Alderman Carluzzi or from the caucus, but what made y'all determine that one HRA deserved money and the other didn't deserve money? I mean, I'm just trying to figure that out right now.
Alderman Carluzzi.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, to Alderman Rosado. So, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier tonight, there are a number of different programs that you know, we would like to have seen funded, but we understand the reality of where we are today. So respectfully, I did some homework and made some high-level contacts to say, give me a priority list. Okay. And I went with that priority list. And as a result, Alderman, you know, I needed to make some last-minute decisions on where money would go. There was a strong consensus that, you know, OIC needed to be funded, and then there was only a certain pool of money available, and to go along with the spirit of what Mr. Malinowski, excuse me, I don't think you've ever, your brother was Alderman, what Mr. Malinowski has said.
Actually, for,
oh, yes, he
for
was
the record,
too.
Alderman Malinowski, former
Thank
Alderman
you.
Malinowski.
Former Alderman Malinowski, Mr. Malinowski, you know, to sort of go along with that, and also from, you know, when I looked at the different requests, you know, I could have done some splitting up and reducing the monies less and saying, okay, well, let me fund three programs instead of two programs. And, you know, but it was that decision that had to be made based on the priorities that I received that I, you know, that Alderman Gentonio and I finally negotiated and agreed as late as this afternoon, again. to the two programs of PS19 and PS22. So they were done. You know, PS22 was the one when I had a look at my list of what I had to do and what was given me for priorities. That's one that came out. I don't know if I answered your, but I answered it to the best of my abilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wanted to know because, be straightforward. I didn't want to fund anybody from HRA, but I respect that if there's something that, you know, wants to be funded that, you know, I thought by this point that would be decided specifically what HRA program would be funded, and I see that.
Alderman Rosato, also respectfully, I will confess to you that, you know, through no fault of Alderman Sanchez or myself, what our work schedules and all, we really didn't have a chance between last night and tonight to really talk about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we did have an opportunity to talk him back. I've expressed to Alderman Sanchez, you know, the decisions that were made, and Alderman Sanchez is interested in making this amendment tonight. Mm-hmm. That's where we are.
Thank you.
Any other comments or discussion on the amendment proposed by Alderman Sanchez? Are we clear on the amendment, gentlemen and lady? Then a motion to make amendment passed by Alderman Sanchez. If it's yes, it will be for the amendment. If it is no, it will be against the amendment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No. No.
Motion does not pass. The amendment does not pass. I think we're in order now. Chair privilege to go ahead and like to entertain a motion with regard to the overall CDBG proposals at this point.
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Giantonio.
I will amend my first, I can't even know what it's called right now, motion. Thanks. My first motion to refer back as amended once. As amended once, CDBG proposals to the council with a favorable recommendation.
I second that.
There's a second by Alderman Salvio. Any conversation or comments? Discussion?
I just want
Alderman Rosato?
Yeah, I think it's worth stating. I do want to give credit to Alderman Giantonio. Nothing but utmost respect for him because, I mean, he really was fair. I would think very fair in the way that he, brought this about and worked with the minority party to get at least some agreement on some of these things. And again, I give him credit. And, regardless of what I try to advocate for, even though it wasn't in support, I still give him nothing but credit for the job he's done.
Any other comments by members of the council?
Mr. Chair.
Alderman Garlozzi.
I apologize. I did not hear clearly what Alderman Giantonio proposed. My apologies to the committee.
Alderman Giantonio, please clarify.
Yeah. So my amendment was to change my original motion of a favorable to...
This is amendment four, right?
No. This is a motion to refer back to the council as amended once, the first amendment that passed, with a favorable recommendation.
No additional amendment to...
No additional amendment, just the first amendment that we voted on, the only amendment that passed. Two and three
was that seconded? Can I third it?
you certainly may. Just for clarification, Alderman Carlos and everyone else on the council, it's an accept and refer with a favorable motion to refer to the council. Would you like to third that?
I'll third it.
Alderman Carlozzi had made a third.
Who was the second? Agreement. Who was the second?
Second was Alderman Salvio.
I certainly am not going to ask Alderman Salvio to do that. I'll third it.
That's right. Okay. Again, the motion to accept will be a yay or a no against the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Rosato. Alderman Sanders, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned at 8:14 p.m. on May 4th, 2016.